There are good ideas and there are great ideas. Diane Hatz had a great idea. She decided to ride her bus from California to New York and eat some pies along the way. Lots of pies. All in all, Hatz sampled hundreds of pies in 25 towns and cities. Now, we should point out that there was a larger purpose behind all this pie eating. Diane Hatz dubbed her trip the Eat Well Guided Tour of America. It was intended to promote the benefits of eating locally grown food, and Diane Hatz is at the Office of Sustainable Table, the New York-based group she founded 4 years ago. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Leanne.
I don't want to start out by being insensitive, but do you mind telling me how much weight you've put on in the last 5 weeks?
I actually weighed myself yesterday, and believe it or not, I didn't put any weight. I think I lost a pound.
Good for you.
A lot of boxes we were lifting.
Ah, okay, so you worked it off. Let me ask you, why pie?
We've been using pie as a metaphor, but it also, when you think of pies, you think of family, you think of drawing people in community based effort that we're trying to promote along with the sustainable local food.
So pie pretty much says home.
Pie says home.
Yeah. What were some of the more surprising pies that you tasted?
One of them, I must say, was an oyster and shiitake mushroom pie. And it wasn't oysters, it was oyster mushrooms. We had in Jackson, Wyoming. Unfortunately, it came in second in our competition, but it was unbelievable, the taste.
Huh. What came in first?
It was a mixed berry pie. And however they made it, like, the flavors just popped out. Another unusual one is green tomato pie in Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, and it was sweet, and I thought it would be savory, and it just had a really delicious taste. I also had a tofu pot pie in Ypsilanti, Michigan, which tasted unbelievable and was actually one of the winners of the pie competition there. That and a zucchini cranberry pie. Those are probably the most unusual I had on the trip.
Ah, so it included things like pizza pie and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Peaches, yes.
Yeah. Your tour is to promote locally grown food, and we found a recent study which is actually has a surprising conclusion. It suggests that if you factor in more aspects of food production than simply the miles food has traveled to market, that you can be actually more energy efficient to buy foods from far away. Can you make the case for eating local?
If you are walking down the road or you're biking or driving to your local farmer's market, you're saving gas. The farmer's not driving as far. The food's picked quick. It's picked when it's ripe. It's not picked way before it's ripe and shipped thousands of miles. So I haven't read that report, but I do know it's slanted.
Have you sworn off pie for a while now?
I think I have to get back to the gym and not eat pie for a few weeks.
Diane Hatz has just completed her Eat Well Guided Tour of America. She spoke with us from the headquarters of Sustainable Table in New York. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye.
This is NPR News.